Welcome back to Triad Arts Weekend. I'm David Ford. You know, stopping in for a bite at Muddy Creek Cafe in Bethania is a little like stepping back in time. The building itself is a carefully renovated historic de-seating shed with a broad front porch surrounded by quiet woodlands. These days at Muddy Creek, you'll find visitors hanging out on the porch sampling delicious homemade soups, chicken salad, and hummus while sipping wine from local vineyards and tasty brews from Triad area microbreweries. You'll also find lots of great live music. Cafe owner Shauna Whitehead recently joined me to talk me through the transformation from mill to music house and to preview the excellent live music performances heading to the Muddy Creek Cafe. Well, give me the story, the early beginnings of Muddy Creek Cafe. How did it come about?
Well, I live out in the Bethania area, and I spent a lot of time driving by that old Bethania mill and kept looking at the de-seating shed, which for a long time is nothing, and I thought it would be a great location for a cafe. But it was an actual working de-seating shed for a long time where people would back up their trucks and sift the grain, bring the seeds back to plant. When we first moved into the location, it was filled with the dirt, bird's nests and bugs and all kinds of things. So we spent a lot of time cleaning it up.
How long was the rehab renovation?
Oh, it took a good 6 months or so.
Wow.
It had to be upfitted with plumbing and electrical that would be suited for a cafe. And of course, all the health department regulations, serving food out of an old historic building. And we wanted to keep it as authentic as possible. So we worked with architects to keep as much of the integrity of the original building inside and out as we could.
It's beautiful. I mean, and you've done a great job with the renovation because it looks just like it could be up and running right now.
Yeah.
How did you come up with the name?
Well, Bethania has a lot of, well, there are three wonderful little hiking trails out in Bethania, and one of them goes right by the Muddy Creek, which runs through Winston-Salem. And it was just a nice, one of my favorite places to walk, a nice simple hike, and that is how the name came to me, to name the cafe, the Muddy Creek Cafe, being that it's right across the street from the Muddy Creek.
Initially, was music a part of the picture there?
Music kind of came as an almost an afterthought. We opened focusing on a real simple menu of sandwiches and salads, and I had a couple friends who are musicians who wanted to come out and play. I think Nick Croucher was the first one, and he came out and played music one evening for us, and that was great. And then we had a couple other musicians come out, guitarists, singer-songwriters, and before you knew it, that part of the business really took off. Our customers really enjoyed sitting outside on that beautiful patio listening to music, and it kind of grew from there.
Here, you drive by, you hear that music, and you go, what is that? I might have to go check that out. And then when I do get in the door, what will I find there? Put me in the seat there at Muddy Creek Cafe. What sorts of offerings?
Well, we have lots of really good hearty sandwiches. That's probably our specialty. We make our own pimento cheese. We make a really wonderful classic chicken salad. We make our own hummus. So we do soups and sandwiches. That's our menu. We also have old-fashioned sodas. We have beer and wine. We try and have a good selection of wines from local vineyards as well as craft beers from downtown and from other areas in North Carolina. Real good coffee from Cranky's. And then on the weekend evenings, we have music every Friday and Saturday night. Sometimes it's just a simple singer-songwriter. Sometimes it's a larger band. We do everything from bluegrass and country to indie rock, jazz and blues. We've had a lot of musicians stop in and they might have a little bit of music but not necessarily enough for a whole evening, or maybe they have a guitar but they don't have a sound set up. So we're putting together an open mic night, and I have a couple musician friends who are coming out to help set up the equipment, and we're inviting anyone who's interested in playing a song or two or three to come out, and you can find more information about it on our Facebook page. But I think it'll be a really fun way to hear some new music and give some new musicians an opportunity to play in a neat kind of rustic environment.
Great. And should point out, I mean, it's nipper out there, so we're not going to have outdoor concerts. But typically during the spring and fall and into the summer, it's all outdoor.
Oh, yes. As long as it's nice enough to be outside, we have music outside. And it's a beautiful setting for that. Lots of trees and flowers. And we get so busy on the weekend nights outside during the summer, we sometimes say that we're opening our balcony seating, which is really just chairs in the parking lot. But it's a nice way to accommodate a good crowd.
Yeah. And for those who've never been out to Bethania, I mean, it's just absolutely gorgeous and well worth the trip just to walk around the streets there and get a sense plans for that. And some great live music coming up on January 10th. It's Bill and Maggie and some bluegrass on the menu.
We love having bluegrass out at the cafe. And we have lots of different styles of bluegrass, some older bluegrass to newgrass. And it's a lot of fun. We get a good crowd for that.
It's a neat setting. I've been out there for bluegrass before, and it seems like it's just an organic little jam session on the front porch, which is how a lot of those concerts happened back in the day.
That's exactly what it's like.
Let me dream of another morning and a chime so long ago, where the sweet magnolias blossom and the cotton fields were white as snow. Mama said, don't go near that river, don't be hanging round old Catfish John. Come the morning, I'd always be there, walking in his footsteps in the sweet Delta dawn. Catfish John was a river hobo. He lived and died by the riverbed, searching back. I still remember I was proud to be his friend. Mama said, don't go near that river, don't be hanging round old Catfish John. Come the morning, I'd always be there, walking in his footsteps in the sweet Delta dawn.
The following night, though, Punk Floyd, a little change of flavor.
Yes, that will be a real fun night for all of us. They play a lot of that British Invasion-style music.
And then the following weekend, Jerry Chapman, a new artist to me, but not to many in the Piedmont Triad. A big following and a really unique voice, unique sound. Select artists to perform out there at Muddy Creek?
Most of the time they contact us. They either come in and have lunch, or they come out and hear music, or they find us through some other avenue, maybe Facebook. And so that's how we meet most of our musicians, is they contact us.
Is the best contact method then Facebook?
Facebook works great for us.
And you've got a big event coming up for later in the month, date not yet specified, or TBD, I should say, with Gully. Tell me about this band.
Gully is a wonderful young rock band, and they have played out at the cafe a couple of times. They have a brand new album coming out called Salem, and that comes out in January. So we're going to have them out to play a lot of the music from their album Salem. They also do a lot of wonderful covers. And during the process of making the album Salem, they had a documentary filmmaker work with them to kind of document the whole process of making an album. So I'm real excited to see that documentary and see how it turned out for these young musicians.
Are you going to screen the film at the concert?
Oh, absolutely.
Talking behind my back, but they're looking at slips away, your lies, you ain't never getting back on track. I said, oh, 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 could you help me out of this one?
It seems like there's lots of stuff going on in the Bethania area.
Oh, there are lots of neat little activities. There are Trail Days events. There is a wonderful antique festival every spring. There's the Black Walnut Festival in the fall. So lots of neat things to do. There's a beautiful visitor center across the street from the cafe that is often hosts craft festivals and things like that.
And what happens at the Black Walnut Festival?
Oh, there's music, arts and crafts of all sorts, lots of wonderful food and bake sales. And that's a really nice event held every September. And then we also have an antique festival, the Bethania Antique Jubilee, every June. And that is a lot of antique vendors, a lot of upcycled, recycled, retro type things, plus lots of music and food.
Bethania, who knew? Great place for a visit. Lots going on there. All right. Well, thanks so much, Shauna.
Thank you, David.
Though his load was hard to bear, Mama said, don't go near that river. Don't be hanging round old Catfish John. Come the morning, I'd always be there, walking in his footsteps in the sweet Delta Dawn. Just walking in his footsteps in the sweet Delta Dawn.
Muddy Creek Cafe owner Shauna Whitehead. The Gully performance will be March 1st at the cafe, and you'll find links to the Muddy Creek Cafe Facebook page, performance calendar, and how to connect with Shauna to set up performances at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts Weekend.